Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f- So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is the serum of the night, my life, oh yeah. The serum of my life, this is the serum of the night, oh yeah. The serum of my night, 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 night.
Yes! Welcome everybody to Netribute. Welcome everybody to Netribute. It's a very exciting, it's the most exciting episode ever! Welcome to Netribute, the beauty comedy podcast where we laugh, we cry, and we cream. I have a feeling all three are going to happen. For this episode, welcome everybody. My name is Jackie J. I am your host and your guide, and I'm also known as the beauty talk shock jock, the queen of creams, the host of the most serums, the freshest friends on the West Coast, your favorite over 30 niche influencer, your kooky southern Jewish aunt, honey, she converted. Welcome to Netribute. Oh my God. The joy in my heart right now is... obviously emanating, everyone here can tell, because this is such an exciting moment. Number one, in-person interview. They're always more fun, let's be honest.
The best.
Number two, I have two guests today, and they are dearies to me. They are dearies to me. I have not seen these two dearies in person, honey, since pre-pandemic times.
Oh my God.
Which is wild.
Yeah.
But as we see each other on the internet and it feels like a false intimacy.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, there's so much to catch up on. My guests today are both juggernauts of the podcast and entertainment industries.
Oh my God.
I have personally LOL'd watching them on stage in the before times many, many nights for many, many years. Doing sketch, doing improv, bonding in that little black box on Franklin Avenue. The
rat house.
Smell the garbage from the back. The air conditioner barely worked. They are a dynamic podcast duo. Let me break down their credentials. One of them is a writer and a filmmaker and a comedian. And hosts three podcasts, honey. 90 Day Bay. A Funny Feeling, formerly Cardition It, and now Ellis for Losers, the pop culture roundup found exclusively on Patreon.
Yes.
The second is a writer, a comedian, and a journalist, and a style icon.
Okay.
I literally DM with a lot of other women all about you all the time and how amazing your outfits are and your nails and everything. Your hair.
This is her love language, by the way.
Okay, yes. We love. Verbal is mine.
Okay.
So... she also hosts Ellis for Losers, the pop culture roundup, exclusively on Patreon. Please welcome my guests in person right now, Jessica Jardin and Marcy Jarrow.
Oh my!
Welcome to Netribute.
There's electricity in here right now.
It's pulsating off of my body.
This is a lot.
That was the intro of all intros. Everyone forever will have to live up to. I felt so special.
Oh,
that was just she
too.
Does her
intros
research.
Are my love language.
It felt like
going up a roller coaster before.
Yeah.
Like it was like, how much further are we gonna go?
Yeah.
So exciting.
You're like, am I gonna get in the face with a seagull?
Oh my God.
Am I gonna get hit in the face with a seagull?
Yes. Will I be Fabio?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Will I get Fabio'd on this roller coaster?
And your song, I was like, there's no way we can top this. I was just titillated by it.
What do you mean that's not in your
case?
You hit every note effortless.
It's fine.
Plus, you don't have to recreate everything the artist does.
That's true.
You made it your own.
You can do it. You can make it your own. And that's what I did, honey.
I love
she did it.
We love a parody song.
You got
ladies,
those pipes.
Welcome
You have been a very requested guest.
Oh my God.
For a long time. And it's one of those things where you're on the list and then someone emails you and then they're just sitting on the list. And I finally was like, fuck this. Y'all, they need to come on.
Worth the wait.
Worth the wait. The perfect time, I would argue. The perfect time.
Truly the perfect time. Yes. This is a big dream of mine to get to be here, to get to talk about all these things with you in the space that you've built with Marcy.
Yes.
Like, this is a dream come true.
I will say everything happens in its perfect
time. Yes, I agree, honey. We love to see it.
We're in the rhythm with the universe right now, so.
The rhythm of the night.
The rhythm of the night.
Oh, Marcy has a good voice. Backup up for me.
Yeah, really Marcy is very good voice.
I took singing lessons for about 7.5 weeks and then cried and didn't go back.
I forgot you were doing singing lessons.
I want to do that so bad.
Well, I have a lady that's really nice.
Did she make you cry?
No, I cried because she was like, you're doing great. I was like, I can hear myself. I am not doing great.
Well, she needed to really get to you.
I want her info.
Okay.
This is something I've wanted to do for years, and Ben even said he'd pay for it. Not because I'm bad, but because he wants to support my dreams.
Oh.
So give me the list. Give me the name. Okay. Well, I'm about to get to the intro questions.
Okay, sorry. Too much.
Everybody gets these questions. I'm going to start with Marcy because she's across from me. Marcy, what type of skin do you have?
I have oily skin with some rosacea. I am in, I guess, the latest is my 30s will go soon.
Can relate, honey.
You know, so we're having new things happening with our skin
these
days. But I grew up in the South, like you did. And so everything was so much oilier back then.
Yes.
But now I'm like, why are my cheeks dry? Mm. So that's where my skin is. But right now, especially, I'm dealing with some rosacea and eczema.
Ooh, what a combo. Miss Jardin, what type of skin do you have?
I think I have classic combination, highly prone to blackheads in the T-zone. And pretty straightforward combo skin and just fighting the great battle of aging.
Yeah. We're doing our best,
doing
honey.
Everything I can do. Happy to talk about.
Well, you and I have chatted many, many times.
We go way back.
Way back.
I've literally never done anything in my life that Jessica hasn't told me to
do.
It becomes a fun universe. Like, I think that's what I didn't expect.
Yes.
And we'll get to it. But what starts as, how do I solve this problem I'm experiencing, becomes like, oh my God, I can understand so much about, like, literally my body, like how science can affect me, what is not worth my money, what is. Like, it kind of becomes like a weird, never-ending fun joy.
It is. It's a never-ending fun joy.
That is rooted in, like,
that's
deep panic and, like, insecurity, but I have a nice frame on it, at least.
Oh.
That's all you need.
Yeah.
A good frame.
Yeah.
Also, Southern mothers.
Yes.
Maybe all mothers, but they really put the pressure on at a very young age.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. My mother nared my eyebrows off when I was 7. 8?
What was she trying to do?
Well, I did pageants.
Incredibly dangerous.
Oh, it was definitely not okay. It was definitely not okay. Yeah.
Well, was she trying to get the hair off to draw them in? Or
was she
just trying to shape them?
Yeah. Okay. I had a unibrow.
Oh.
And I would kill for a unibrow.
Oh, my God. It's the coolest possible
thing. I'm telling
you.
I killed those follicles dead. And they have not come back. So anyway, Southern mothers, they've got their own agenda. Bless them.
Bless them.
Okay, we need to get to the next warm-up question.
Okay.
I'm going to start with Jess this time.
Ooh.
Why not? Do you remember the first beauty product you ever bought or used?
Oh my goodness. What is the first beauty product I ever bought or used? This is tough.
Marcy, you can go if you have
one. Yeah, if you have one, you go.
Don't listen to what I'm talking about.
Okay,
so you can just think the whole time.
Okay,
tune out.
This is what I do in every conversation.
Perfect.
Smart.
Lancome. So before I went into high school, I was 13 years old. My mother said, you cannot start going to high school without wearing makeup.
Wow.
Wasn't allowed.
Wow.
Took me to Lancome.
Yeah. To that Lancome counter.
Oh.
And she would wait till this guy would come in from Boca Raton.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And he was like there, like, oh my God, he's amazing. And that's who would every year would do my makeup.
Your back to school look.
Yes.
And so I was wearing a full face of makeup, and it was just all Lancome though.
Wow.
Just like whatever they were. My mom was a fool. She would buy it all.
Did you at least get a free gift with purchase?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
You get like a little, like, oh, this is a makeup remover.
Oh, yeah.
A little tiny bag. Give it to me. Oh,
yes.
I got a little tote that's stripes.
Oh, those I'll take gifts.
It. Absolutely.
Oh, I yearn for those Clinique gifts.
I was going to say Clinique
I'm sad I don't have them anymore.
Mm-hmm. Clinique is what I thought of. Those, yeah. And it specifically, I can't remember the color, but remember their lipstick tubes yes. and the kind of
was
like.
Was it honey gloss?
It was probably honey
I
gloss.
I do black honey right now. It's yeah. The only lip color because I don't like lipstick at all. Yeah. But yeah, so I remember so many specific things that he said. One, he said women in the South have better skin because of the humidity.
Oh, okay.
Probably fair.
Moisturize. That makes sense. Yeah. That was it. And then my mother also really believed in a white washcloth to wash your face.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
I think that's pretty solid. A nubby little washcloth at the end of the day mm-hmm. can get a lot done.
And I will be fully honest. In my lifetime, I bet I've gone to bed without washing my face under 10 times.
Oh, same.
Wow, yes.
Oh, yeah. It was after deeply age, embedded in yeah. us. Oh,
after the age of 10? Nope, nope, nope.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. And then, yeah, that's it. That's my summary of my mother peer pressuring me.
It's beautiful.
I would say, yes, I think Clinique was my introduction. Every yeah. Clinique product, it was definitely like a Clinique home and mm-hmm. era. It was the era. Remember, I felt very excited. So it probably would have been like 6th, 7th grade or something. Like Clinique beauty products. And then, do you remember like Sun Moon Stars perfume?
No. Did
you? Oh my God.
I mean, I had Clinique Happy.
Clinique Happy, same era. Same yeah, era. Yeah. We're all in the same era. Yeah, but yeah. it was like, I think that I can't even remember like what beyond the lipstick, what it would have been. But that was definitely to me what felt like fancy adult makeup.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then when Urban Decay came on the scene, that was like the coolest possible thing. And I remember like buying an eyeshadow pot and that was ooh. Like very big and yes. cool and edgy. Because it was like
Urban
edgy
Decay
makeup.
Is edgy.
It was very, very edgy.
Oh, y'all are taking me back in the best way. I have a wild card question for both of you. I'm gonna start with Marcy this time. What is your favorite smell?
of anything?
I'm leaving it open.
Okay.
I'm leaving it open.
Oh gosh. This is going to be hard for me. Okay, favorite smell. I like a sandalwood perfume.
Oh yeah.
Ooh, yes.
But it's really hard to find them where they're not too manly, mm-hmm. but there's yes. one, I think it's Shiseido.
Mhm.
And it's I forget the name of, but it's like the sandalwood scent yeah. in Shiseido that yeah. is like my favorite perfume. But I can't wear perfume anymore. I'm too sensitive.
Oh yeah.
I was gonna say I'm very, very sensitive to scents, and like most perfumes give me a headache. Most like scents give me a headache, but inexplicably, so like the only perfume, which is funny to remember back, because I like many college women wore Terry Mulgar's Angel mm-hmm. in college, which mm-hmm. is
unfamiliar again.
It's
I'm not a scent queen.
Angel,
I know my block.
Here's okay. the thing. I when you are at a mall next time, go smell Angel and okay. you will be like, oh, one of these bitches.
Yes,
like
yes.
it was like so many women wore it. I think I was told in college, like, oh, men go wild for it. You know, the way yeah. like women in their 20s think that they talk about anything with expertise.
Yes.
So I wore it and it's so overpowering to me now. I can't even fathom it. Now I'm very minimalist and I really just love anything that feels like beachy. And literally mm-hmm. Bobby Brown has a perfume called Beach and it mm-hmm. smells basically like sunscreen.
Oh.
And it just smells like the beach. But anything that's like coconut or like hibiscus or mm-hmm. just like smells like summer and beach. That's like kind of the only scent family I like.
Yeah. Once when I was young, sometimes my best friends get obsessed with me.
Okay.
It doesn't happen as much anymore because people don't like me for some reason.
Okay. Wildly untrue.
But I had a friend tell me like in like 7th or 8th grade, she was like, no matter what perfume you wear, you smell the same. Like she's like, your scent is so specific wow. and strong. And I was like, she's just like breathing me in all the time.
That's wow. But that was always why I wanted a perfume. Like I always thought that was
signature
I thought
scent.
That was always the coolest idea yeah. that people would smell. Because I remember like a boy I dated in college wore Curve for Men, and which is fine. But whenever I would smell it, it was such a like
yes.
sense memory. And I would like truly feel the like love I had. And so I felt like I was always one of these people that wanted that so badly to have an everyday. My mom was a Chanel No. 5, mm-hmm. like always wore Chanel. And it would always make me think of her. But ultimately, I'm like such a little picky Peter about scent.
Well, it sounds like Marcy has a built in signature scent.
Yes, you're saying. Yeah, that's I'm hearing it as like you just naturally smell.
I don't know if that's still the case because
I'm going to get in there. I'm going to get a big sniff. when we're done.
Me too. That's my personal mission now.
They could have some rotten parts on me now. Things have aged. They decayed in the refrigerator.
Who knows?
Also, this is disgusting. You said earlier that you do talk about your pussy on here. Yeah. So I'm just going to give you a real fact.
Oh, wow. Okay.
We're diving in.
Okay.
So my feminine odor smells like grapefruit. Essence of grapefruit. Oh. And it doesn't happen. Like it's only when it ever happens. Which isn't that often. But it smells like that.
Wow. I've never heard of that.
It smells like I want to say like a Bath and Body Works like grapefruit spray. Like that's what
That lucky. Is fun.
Do you remember the Gwyneth Paltrow candle?
I should make one.
Yes. Apparently that one's very floral. Listen, if you put 10 Petri dishes of a pussy in front of me, I could smell mine. Hands down.
Oh, same.
Mine is more herbaceous.
Yeah, I would say same.
Cumin.
How about yours?
A little cedar.
Cedar, okay.
You know, like a wood element.
A musk.
Yeah, but nice. Light. Yeah,
nice.
Yeah, no complaints.
Something that a man would like, for sure.
I mean, no complaints.
Yeah.
I've had two husbands, don't forget.
Well, Jessica, pussy.
I said mine. I put in line with Jackie's. I'm having trouble thinking of words beyond that, but yeah,
I'm definitely not citrusy.
I love that. That's so fabulous.
That's fun.
I love grapefruit. My Nashville ass oil is very grapefruit forward.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I should change it to the Marcy Jarrow pussy oil.
Little MJ pushy.
Yeah.
My little pushy.
Okay, I have to ask the last warm up question, which is. And I'm going to go with Jess first.
Okay.
This is Nat Tribute After All. What is the most beautiful thing about you?
Lord. I think the most beautiful thing about me is, I would say in this moment, maybe my skin.
Okay, yeah.
I confidently might say that because it's something I feel proud of.
You have the longest eyelashes.
That's Latisse.
Oh,
which I always tell people I'm very flattered by and happy about. And I obviously was
You haven't been able to get your Jackie O lashes in years.
I was a devout Jackie O lashes client. And Latisse has stepped up. But that's not something I feel like I get credit for. They don't grow out of my head this way.
Well, they look great.
But thank you. I like my hair too.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's fun to think about
your personal sense of style.
Oh, that's nice.
Might be it. Because everyone is obsessed with you.
That's so flattering.
Your Instagram. Who was I just messaging with? Kate Spencer? We were going back and forth about like your cool hair and your nails and your fruit.
Is, like, she's so cool, but it's not like how you would classify cool.
Yes.
It's like a very unique version of cool because she's not like, oh, she's wearing a sleek. It's wild.
Yes.
And specific and very just unique and cool.
Yeah.
I'm really flattered. I'm so really good. Flattered. She's that's really point. Nice.
Walk in a room and look like a good time.
Oh yeah.
That's honey. All I wanted
like
this
a
whole
slut.
Life. Like a big old huge hussy.
You really got this Blanche thing going on about you.
I'm happy with that. No, that's so nice. Style is a good one because, I think that's something that that is genuinely fun for me and always has been. And I like finding weird clothes and I like going down rabbit holes of things that are fun and interesting. Like, I think it is for me like an actual self-expression space compared to, other stuff. I don't know. It feels funny to talk about all the things you think are lovely about yourself.
Well, that's what Nash Beauty is all about.
I know.
Natural
I'm like realizing
beauty,
I'm
baby.
Being.
Yeah, dig in.
Marcy, what about you?
Ugh. I'm going to say, if we're talking like physical features, my eyes.
Oh, yeah.
I love your eyes.
The question is open for interpretation. Okay. People have given me all kinds of answers.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, I bet some people say like
inner
world
I've
stuff.
I've heard my beautiful. Darcy said my delicate wrists.
Oh,
I had somebody
does.
Say my beautiful tits. I've had people say my resilience. I've had people say my self-confidence. I've had everything. I've heard it all. 250 episodes.
Yeah.
Okay. Then I'm going to go with my eyes.
Yes.
I think the whole thing though, the eyebrows, lashes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Like I didn't even curl my lashes. These are, I have.
They're really
natural.
Special.
I would like them to be more dense, but I have got long ones.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then my eyebrows, I don't do a thing to.
Yeah.
And they're such
and
a
you didn't
perfect
ruin
shape.
Them.
I try to brush them up.
Yeah.
That's as much as I do. But
So the whole like eye up area.
I'm really cutting it off at the eyebrows. So I've got a big, I don't know how I have a lump here from someone kneeing me in the forehead when I was in ninth grade, but I still got a lump on my head.
Oh, man.
Try not to think about it.
Yeah.
Can't see it.
And then I also think like I got a nice green color eye. Like
Yeah, the color is so beautiful.
I got some legit green eyes. Some people are like,
a little murky.
Yeah, I'm like, mm-hmm. No. Mine, I got two different colors of green in my eye.
Yeah. Oof, green eyes are so cool.
I like brown eyes the best, though. That's the thing. You never like what you got.
I know. It's a running joke so also silly. Where I tell Marcy that she has blue eyes always and yeah. don't know her eye color. But I know that they're beautiful green.
I'm going to shine a light right in them and get a good look.
Yeah.
Oh, baby. Look at
they're
that.
Very pretty.
She's an angel.
They really pop. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Oh, yeah. Okay. We're 20 minutes in and the warm-up questions are over. It's pretty common
around
here.
I feel like knowing the three of us, yes. It's like, this is, yeah. Good not, this is par for the course.
There are so many things that we need to discuss.
Yes.
I first want to get into y'all's work because I want everyone to check out the Patreon and really get in. So, I have a loaded question. Anything going on right now, pop culture wise, beauty adjacent that we want to discuss, / I don't watch any Bravo shows and I pretty much haven't.
Oh.
So I'm curious, what show do you think I should start watching? Or I don't watch any Housewives. I've never seen any. Like, I want
you
y'all's.
Never watch.
No, I want y'all's expert opinion on that.
Wow.
And then I want to talk a little bit about Courtney and Travis because I have to.
Absolutely. I know that that's big. Yeah.
Because he's my pop punk king.
I know.
Mm-hmm. And I want him to be happy. And I just would love the expert's thoughts around a woman in her 40s hitting her emo phase. Like, these are all things I feel about your work. And then from there, we will get into the beauty.
Yes. You got it. Yes. Okay. I think as far as like reality TV, beauty, I think people are really starting to question the BBLs, which are Kardashians, which our first loves, the Kardashians.
Uh-huh.
People are starting to be like, but really, don't they look weird, guys?
Mm-hmm.
And they always kind of did. But I think, like, I'm
excuse
a big,
me.
Oh,
my
very
chair.
Into TikTok, and the TikTokers are calling them out hard.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Are you referring to the plastic surgery and things
the
like
Brazilian
that?
The Brazilian butt lift in particular.
Got it. BBL.
Has,
okay.
Yeah. I think became so popular because of the Kardashians in the pop culture realm and lots of pop stars and you, they're now they're very recognizable to me, but I do think, that there was like a glut of them and that they are now, they look a little crazy.
Yes.
Maybe.
Yeah. People say they look like a tooth.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Go out on the side, get some saddle-y bags and stuff. Mm-hmm. So I think that's in reality TV. Dr. Wendy just got a BBL that
on
she wanted to deny.
The House Size of Potomac.
She showed it.
No, but she had a party. She had a party called a nude interlude where everybody had to wear nude colors.
Okay.
And then she came and then she showed everybody her brand new breast implants, huge, high, gorgeous. And then I think maybe got some lipo. And
well,
then
that's
got
the BBL. That's the lipo.
Oh, yeah. Right. And then got a new booty. And
yeah.
Like,
missed
and it was,
new booty, yeah.
And
did it look like a tooth?
No.
Hers looks great.
They put it in the back and she looks great, but it has caused a bit of a, what's going on with you?
Yeah.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
And so I think people are really starting to be like, okay, so we can all look great, but also would your whole personality changed overnight because you got a butt?
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like it's become a really fascinating conversation and housewives are a big part of it, but where there is a lot more acceptance. That's a new thing to have a storyline be about. Like, I'm unveiling my tits.
Yeah.
It's happened kind of before and there's been ones who've gotten facelifts and things.
I appreciate the transparency.
It's a really open space.
Because the Kardashians don't talk
exactly.
about it.
Exactly.
It's so frustrating.
Yeah.
And housewives are generally like very open and literally like Sonia Morgan from New York tagged her plastic surgeon when she got her last facelift.
When they tag, it's because they're getting it for free.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So, but that they, and that they're really happy to talk about it. And I think that that has created a very like cool openness about it and a transparency. But I also think that there is a bit of a thing happening. You can look at the Beverly Hills cast and it's too many of the same face is happening right now. And that's a Kardashian effect. That's like the Instagram face effect. You can see a lot more openness about Botox, all the things.
Which I love because it better better to think, oh, I don't have enough money to have that face and body than to think I'm not a good enough person, or I don't have the will to make, I could have it and I'm not doing enough to have it, you know?
Yeah. But I think that they exist in kind of different, to your point, Jackie, realms where I think housewives are pretty open, and historically it's where you see like, it's the reunions and they're crying, but nothing's moving, really frozen. But I think that Kardashians have been very, they get great work, first of all, but that their like unwillingness to ever be open. Khloe got a very, very obvious nose job.
A new head.
And it was like, she just...
A new head job.
Totally new head.
Doesn't Chris have a BBL?
I think they all do. I think maybe Courtney doesn't.
Mm-hmm. And Kendall probably. Kendall doesn't. Kendall doesn't, I don't think, have a booty.
She got more than she had, though.
That's fair. But it's the thing that does nag at me. It was literally only at the finale that Khloe... Again, I don't need them to admit. They don't have to.
Yes.
But they clearly... And it came up in the finale, like, that they are creating such an industry of, like, look-alike of people who want that look. And so when it's that difficult sort of impasse of, like... When you aren't honest about it, it makes it so much weirder. Yes. You know
what,
like,
happened? Did she admit it?
She admitted it on the finale.
She only admitted a nose job.
Yes.
That is the only thing. And she was like, why don't count fillers and Botox?
Which was the thing that was like, honestly, if you followed the show, you know she's hated her whole life.
Yes. Right.
So it's like, hey, good for you. Great. You look great. You look happy. But that's the stuff that I think gets sort of like, just... Also, tell us.
Did you know that a BBL lasts like 5 years?
No, so you have to go in and get your tires rotated?
Where does it go? It like slips out somewhere. I think people go to Tijuana, Turkey, and Thailand to get, like, it's where they have the most plastic surgery. People do surgical tourism. That's like a very big thing.
Mm-hmm.
And when you fly back on a BBL, you have to like basically put your elbows on your seat and put your butt in the air.
You can't sit.
Wow. You can't. You just
so you buy a plane ticket, but you don't actually sit in the.
You just have to kind of hover over it. Yeah, okay. And it is I can't think of anything worse than having to fly home from Turkey.
It's a long flight.
Yeah. Yes. Also, apparently, you can lose. It's not a given if you get a BBL that it stays. So a lot of women get very excited, and then it can lose like 40 or 50% of the mass because it's not.
Because it burns off.
Yeah, and it's just like fat cells that have been moved around, and it's not a given that they stay and that they may
not attach to. Yeah. Like, yeah, I don't know the science of it.
So I would go really big, in hopes that half of it would burn off.
You gotta overcompensate. It's a whole fascinating realm right now. There's basically Miami has become like a chop shop where you just go, and it's fully estheticians basically doing it. You do not have to have a cosmetic surgery license.
So dangerous.
You can. It has the highest. We were talking about on the podcast. It has one of the highest mortality rates of any procedure,
because
there are such
procedure.
Big arteries in your ass. There's huge veins and arteries, and so if like fat gets injected into them, you can have an embolism because it goes through your body. So it's a crazy thing right now in Miami where it's literally these discount chop shops.
Do you think the Kardashian / Kim and her booty is the reason this is happening?
Yes.
The trickle down effect of her butt.
And the sisters combined, I think, and I would put a few other pop stars in that realm too, but I think it's a pretty fair thing to lay at their feet.
Wow.
And it's very ironic considering that Kanye's mother died during a plastic surgery procedure.
Oh, so sad.
And he had a mental breakdown after he had liposuction.
It's a complicated world.
Yeah.
But yes, to your larger point, the enmeshing of what reality TV and those, especially the stars on that level of the Kardashians, the Kardashians, and Housewives is so intrinsic. Like, I would interview like a plastic surgeon, and the amount of names that and like reference photos that we would immediately know just from TV, they're so interwoven now.
And talk about trickle down. A couple years ago, Jess and I went to Vegas to spend two nights in a row at Crazy Horse, a strip club.
Mm-hmm.
And we saw the butts there were insane. And they were
going because a reality star was having a divorce party.
It was Colt and Larissa from 90 Day Fiancé.
Okay.
Colt was on Friday, Larissa was on Saturday.
I got offered like press tickets, and I was like, should we go to Vegas?
Offered? It wasn't
no,
offered?
No, okay. They offered.
I thought you were like scamming, but but the butts there were like, oh, they're just doing them like out, not even on the side, just like boom, bubble butt, and it was like, wow,
because that could be an implant, right?
That's what it was.
Yeah,
Yeah.
And apparently they can flip in there and you have to manually flip them back into place.
Uh-uh. Oh, that sounds like Not me. I'd perish away.
Yeah. That would be the end. That would be the end for me. That is fascinating. And that's exactly what I asked for. And I feel satiated.
Good.
Slash, happy. What should I watch? What should I start with?
Look, it
depends. I'm so curious what you think.
I think some people have a big aversion to screaming.
Mm-hmm.
Or upset, people being very upset.
So doesn't bother me.
Okay. Because then I think like...
Grew up in chaos.
But I still think I would recommend for people who like are like have always been like, I'm not into The Housewives. I would recommend Below Deck.
Okay.
I think it's a fun entree.
I don't even know what that's about.
It's
I'm assuming
really
a boat.
Fun. Yes. It's sailing. They have a Below Deck Med. Below Deck, the original
offshoots.
One, which they go to Thailand, they go everywhere.
Yeah.
And then they have the sailing yacht. So there's three of them now.
It's a lot.
But it's kind of like an upstairs, downstairs. So you have rich guests and then you have
the Downton Abbey.
Yes, exactly.
Do they ever fuck each other?
They can't, but
there are like uncomfortable flirtations.
Though. Yeah.
No, the crew does. And,
oh, yeah.
And on camera because they have little like night vision in their cabins.
Oh, wow.
So you'll literally see someone like getting their ass slapped and blurred titties flopping.
Oh, wow.
It's exciting.
Okay.
It's very exciting.
Okay.
That's a really good rec. Yeah, it's very fun and the guests are out of control and it's just watching this really concentrated wealth and it's a huge special occasion usually for them.
Are these yachts or like...
Yeah, so they're charter yachts.
Okay.
And so it's a world I didn't really know about, which makes sense, but it's like a rich group of friends wants to go celebrate a 40th birthday mm-hmm. and they charter a yacht for 4 days.
Okay, got
to
it.
To go around.
So this isn't like a carnival cruise or
no,
something.
No, they're...
Because yeah. I hate those.
No, yeah. This is like a private boat. It would be the most fun ever. Like
yeah.
you
yes.
are literally going in through, yeah, the Mediterranean to the most beautiful places on earth. And you have a whole staff that's there to bartend, make you drinks.
Do we
they
need
cook.
To charter a boat?
I would love to.
I
bet it's really
like
expensive.
The most fun.
But what if we did it like on Bravo and then there must yeah. pay for part of it.
Oh
right?
Yeah.
I think you're like in charge of paying for the tip or something.
Yeah. I do think they pay for the tip at the end, but they, yeah. And you just get to see it's the behind the curtain, what it takes to run it and the meltdowns of the chefs cooking and things like that. But
sometimes people almost die because they fall overboard.
People get seasick
because I've gotten seasick before and it was not fun.
Seasick.
Okay. I don't know if I
thought that was a chooch under the
table.
That's mine, though. What do you think, Jess?
I do think that you would love Housewives.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not all of them. But
at this point, there's so many. And every podcast I listen to talks about Housewives all the time. And
yeah.
I try to tune it out because
I
don't know what's going on. I don't know who these people. I don't know who Dorinda is.
You're fine not
yeah.
knowing Dorinda. But I love Dorinda. But
yeah.
I think you would love her, too. But.
I agree where it becomes oppressive.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm a big believer in you can just also drop in. Like,
yeah.
I never watched Potomac
yeah.
ever, and then I just started last season when it started.
Yeah.
So I don't, there's like storylines that I don't necessarily know,
mm-hmm.
but I had the best time.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Like, I think Housewives are designed well enough, and the stories.
You can drop in anytime.
They, I think, are purposefully, from like a story producing standpoint, not relying on you having canon
yes.
all the time.
Okay.
And they'll show you flashbacks if you need to know something.
Okay.
Yeah. I would say for me, I think, I'm trying to think of like, honestly, I will tell you this.
Oh, I
think this season of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills is historic.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And
because what's her name got in trouble,
Erica
right?
Jane.
Yeah.
Erica
I've
Jane.
I've heard this
Girardi.
On enough podcasts.
This is,
so no.
it is really like riveting.
Mm-hmm.
It is like nothing like it has ever happened. But then it's this really heavy, crazy story of potentially having diverted funds from widows and orphans. But then you have the addition of Kathy Hilton to the cast,
Kathy
who is Paris Hilton's mom.
Is yeah. the most exciting woman I've seen on television.
And you
wow.
would truly talk about like kooky aunt energy.
Yeah.
Like she is just so daffy
yeah.
and just you can't create makes you realize that everyone on reality TV is doing a thing, picking a thing
yeah.
and when you see on reality TV like a fully formed they don't need it
yeah.
they're just being themselves and it's such a joy she is
so
funny and weird
okay
and it's so fun especially as a student of early aughts pop culture
yes.
like it's like she FaceTimes with Nikki Hilton and talks about Paris and like their lives are just so fascinating
and once during a promo she was like Kyle, what channel are we on?
She doesn't know.
She's like, Kathy, we're on Bravo. She's like, yeah, but what number is it?
She is.
I mean, are there even numbers anymore? I have YouTube TV. There's no numbers.
It's yeah. So I would say that you would do well. I would be very curious what you do, how you would feel about it. But I think that generally I wouldn't push you towards Beverly Hills, but I think this is like,
okay.
Also it's very Pasadena centric because mm-hmm. Erica Jane and her now ex had lived in a huge mansion really close to here.
Oh, cause I also live in a huge mansion.
Exactly. You are in a neighboring mansion as Erica Jane.
Basically overlooking them.
Yeah. You look down on Erica Jane's former mansion.
Well, in that case, I must watch.
Now, am I incorrect in thinking that you have friends with some of the people in Vanderpump?
Yes.
Oh, you are. Yeah. Yes. Yes.
That is why I've never watched it.
Yes. Yeah.
I'm friends with Tom and Ariana and IRL. I have been for many years.
I mean,
I'm going to have Tom on soon to talk about his new skincare line.
Oh, that's exciting. Should. Mm-hmm.
He is a person that I'm like, that is a man who yes. can tell other men
yes.
what yeah. to do with their faces.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Tom was also a model, and I found him in some of my old YMs.
No, why?
And it was a big day.
I was re-watching Laguna Beach mm-hmm. and then The Hills, mm-hmm. and he is on season one of The Hills. He
what?
Goes to a casting call that Elsie is at, and they chat him up.
Oh. Is he supposed to become like a part of the story, or is it just like an interaction they have?
He is only at a casting call, and they chat with him. I don't even know if he got cast.
Oh, my God.
Wow. But I'm going to bring it up.
Oh, he's
I'm going to bring it up.
Tom, you've been trying to do this for a while.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I love a goal to be on reality TV, though.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And they all did
early
so well.
Early on, too.
It's
yeah.
worked out. Like,
they're
honestly.
Incredible people.
Yeah.
Again, I have not watched the show, but they are such sweeties, and they are exactly how they are. They're great.
I fell off Vanderpump a couple of seasons ago, and there are definitely some, like, true villains.
Yes.
But they, I remember them as being, like, pretty lovely.
I love a villain.
Yeah.
I love the person who's actually in the wrong.
Yeah.
Like, that's always the person. And I'm like, yeah, I know. They stole a bunch of money from plane crash victims.
We get it. I know that part. I still...
No one's arguing it's good. I still do like her a lot, and I yeah. don't think that just because... She should be in prison that we shouldn't have her on the show,
right.
guys. Life's complicated.
It's when I most want to a camera following a person.
I like a bad. I like a complicated person.
But they seem lovely.
Did y'all watch Love is Blind?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, so the blonde girl, what's her name?
Jessica.
Jessica. Like, that's a perfect example.
You yes. know.
Honey, she got the villain edit.
Yes.
She got the edit, honey.
Yes. Did you watch the reunion?
I did.
And then you're like, wait, the villain is not who I thought it was.
Oof, oof. What a wild.
Amber's the villain.
Oof. We just watched it.
It was a lot.
It was incredible.
That was a lot. I just wish that Jessica would have walked up to them both.
I know.
And given the present, because to me, it was shady to not do it in front of the wife. Like, she should have said,
yes.
I know
yeah,
I made you uncomfortable.
Fair.
I'm here as a peace offering. The fact that she did it behind her back was not
to
a good
the guy
move.
That
to the
already guy.
Yeah,
was
yeah.
the centerpiece
was,
of the thing.
It's who she is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, she's not a different person. She's just a regretful person.
I respect a woman that puts a boundary up, though.
Yeah.
Like, you wronged me. I don't want you in my life. I'm cutting you out. Like,
yeah.
I do respect that to an extent, but being just flat out rude
yeah.
is another.
It was the whole like Mark thing too, when she was screaming at other women
yeah.
because.
Oh, that was not
she
cute.
Seemed yeah.
No, she thinks because she's married that she's better than everyone else.
Yes.
Yeah.
And also didn't take responsibility.
And as a person who's been married twice, I can tell you that ain't true. That's not how things work.
No, I think it is. You're twice as good because I always want to be a second wife. So Ben is so lucky. He gets to be a second husband.
Yeah. I know. I told him, I said, I got to have a starter marriage. You don't. Capiche?
This is your second marriage.
Yes.
We can have a vow renewal. That's when
yes.
your second one comes.
I'm curious, before we move on from reality yes. TV, are there shows... Did you watch Kardashians?
I dabbled. I just...
I don't watch too much TV.
That's okay.
Good. I think it's also healthy, normal,
yeah.
fine.
I just don't want to be left out.
I know. Well, we're here to also ever
fill
answer
in.
Questions.
Okay.
Or if you're just curious. I'm very lucky in that like Trisha and Marcy have, like, I can ask questions
right.
for the
yeah.
things that I missed in old seasons and
okay.
stuff.
And I go off.
It's
I
so
always
helpful.
Have a strong opinion. But you asked about Kravis.
Yes. I want to do a segment and then we'll go back
okay.
to
okay,
it.
Okay.
Okay. We're going to play the grab bag of fun.
Ooh.
And I'm going to play the theme song.
Time to get excited for the grab bag of fun. Yeah, what's gonna be inside it?
Okay, this is the grab bag of fun. This is a game where you both stick your hand in a random bag and pull out a beauty product.
Oh my God.
You don't know what it's going to be. There are some things in here that are really nice. There's some things in here that aren't great. I'm going to say dig to the bottom.
Okay.
Feel out. Use your intuition. Okay. And you both get to grab. Who gets to go first?
Jess.
Okay.
Oh my God. Okay.
It's very heavy. There's a lot in here and it is not sponsored by Spectrum, but it still is in a Spectrum bag. Someday I want to have an actual sponsor of the grab bag.
Bag I love it hitting all the microphones.
Yes. Hit all the equipment. Unplug everything.
Okay.
Okay. Jess is sticking her hand in the grab bag of fun. What's going to be
the most fun thing?
What's going to be in the grab bag of fun?
The best podcast.
Oh my God. I can't. What's going to be? I'm just kind of going by in the grab bag of
fun.
She said to go to the bottom.
Well, there's a lot of littler things on the bottom, but again, there are shitty things in there. So if you get a shitty thing, you get a shitty thing.
Okay. Oh my God. There's like a leather case of some kind.
It's not leather. Not with my friend Jackie.
Of course not.
No, of course not.
But I might put leather in there because I don't want it.
Oh, that's
okay.
True.
Okay. This is too fun. I'm just going to grab.
Okay. Oh my God!
Oh, that makes
Jess
me happy.
Got the Kooky Southern Diazine, the Natru collab with Source Vital.
This makes me so happy.
I'm gonna say that is the only product in there of mine.
Yeah, oh really?
And you got out of all this crap.
Oh my God!
Wait, I want the Kooky Southern Ant Natural Deodorant.
I feel really emotional seeing your name on your podcast. On
it's
the
pretty
label.
Cute, right?
I know it's not your
Please
first.
Please enjoy. And I know you said you're scent sensitive. This is. No artificial scent. It's all oils, but I think it's great as a fragrance.
Oh, it smells so good.
I have it on my armpits right now.
Oh, that smells so good.
So spray those pits and live your life.
Oh, I think that's so exciting that you have your own stuff.
Yeah, we do what we got to do.
It's simple, honey. Apply after shower or bath to clean the skin. Shake well before using. Pump 2 or 3 sprays under each arm. Deodorant spray is effective for use on underarms, feet, and bod. Jackie J, your KSA.
I love
that.
That stands for Kooky Southern Ant.
I'm so honored.
Oh. Also, I mean, it's not what we're doing, but with the natural deodorant, you know what works really great? Because sometimes it's hard to get into it. Stridex pads.
Oh, there is a whole acid
What do you
world.
Do? Like, you do it before and then
if you want to add scent onto it, especially if you have something that has like, make it slip a little more, because it doesn't always work, especially in the beginning when you're adjusting to it. The Stridex will really just boop. You won't smell for days.
Can I ask a dumb question? Like, the benefits of using natural deodorant, mm-hmm. is it just largely we don't like what's in?
Yeah.
They're
yeah.
just, it's bad stuff. Yeah.
Well,
got it.
Listen, I don't like to greenwash, fearmonger, and whatnot.
Yeah.
But non-natural deodorant, antiperspirant, really.
Right, right.
How it works is there's aluminum in it, and it will swell your sweat gland shut temporarily.
Got it.
And if that sounds a little yucky to you, then you can use natural. I've been using natural deodorant for years.
Got it.
You know, we do what we got to do.
I've just never dipped my toe in.
Well,
but this is going to be... Yeah.
And Timmy can use it, too.
I'll let him. Thank you, Jackie. This is very nice.
I'm so excited.
I'm chomping at
okay,
the bit.
Here comes Marcy. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Now,
it's
now.
So
I'm
fun.
Watching
Oh, this is so awesome.
You're a writer.
I got a
gratitude journal.
I wish fast. You see how fast? I'm a Sagittarius. Like, we just know where we're going.
No, I love
That's my
love
sun,
that
moon, and
you.
Rising Sag.
I'm
three.
Triple Scorp. Look at us. We're intense. Well, you are a writer, Marcy, so something big might come from this gratitude journal.
I am trying. I can tell that something is on the horizon. Like I'm on the cusp of something because I've been organizing things that have been in piles for a year.
Oh, I love that.
So when I know I'm really deep in the procrastination when I start rearranging, but that's just days away from something important.
Big coming.
I love that.
Well,
or nothing. So
now you get a gratitude journal.
I love it. And so I love fun. Orange.
Oh, well, there you go. The grab bag of fun lived up to the name.
My heart is like racing.
Wait, just got to read something, so I want to read something. I'm going to read a little quote from the gratitude journal. It says, "It takes patience to appreciate domestic bliss. Volatile spirits prefer unhappiness."
Wow. That makes sense.
Short, sweet, and to the point.
Yeah.
That sounds like a housewife tagline.
It does sound like a housewife. See, you might really.
I listen to a lot of podcasts that talk about
it. I know, but I'm very curious if you ever do watch what you think.
Okay. I'm going to have to.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to.
Hop on the text chain with us. We got a lot of thoughts. So.
Yeah.
I would love an invite, to be honest. Okay. Briefly, we have to talk about Courtney and Travis.
Yes.
And then we have to talk about y'all's beauty stuff. Yes. I have another game prepared if we have time. And Jess and I have to talk about Tony.
Oh, yes, of
we
course.
We have to talk about my God, Tony, I'm so excited our about nail Tony, tech our nail that we guy. Share.
It's very fun because we share a nail guy. Yes. Marcy and I share a therapist.
And a hair person.
Oh. So this is, yeah.
Share a therapist. I wouldn't let anybody near mine because I didn't want to run into somebody I knew that that was my worst nightmare. But I'm willing to give a rec now because
yes.
she opened her own practice.
Yes. I think it's something I've had to be, money. Yeah, I've now, been judicious about.
At my psychiatrist's office, I have seen people I know, and my psychiatrist was like, I am so sorry. And I was like, I'm very open about mental health. Yeah. It does not bother me.
Yeah.
If they feel uncomfortable, then we can come at different times. Yes. But she's like, that should never happen. I was like, it's truly fine. It's,
yeah.
We're here in the middle of the
who'd you see? I'm just kidding.
People you know.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? We're medicated, lubricated, living our lives.
So I want to hear what you think about Kravis. How are you feeling? Well, how does it sit with you?
Well, Travis is my pop punk king.
Ooh.
And for those who don't know, I hold Blink-182 to the same regard I hold the Beatles. They're very important to me, and I feel they raised me in many ways. Mm-hmm. And Travis has been through a lot.
Yes.
And he's a very particular man. And I didn't see it at first. I thought Travis is vegan. He's anti private plane. He's very mm-hmm. aware of a lot of things, and he's very peaceful. And and then I saw Courtney, who is a Kardashian, so she lives in excess. She flies around the world in private jets. Mm-hmm. She's all, you know. I didn't see it.
No,
but
it's because you didn't know that she got health nut to change from plastic to degradable
that's
silverware.
Great.
So you just didn't know that about her yet. That's all.
But I'm just saying, I like that they were friends first.
Yes.
Yeah.
I like long that time. They're both parents and they bond over that. And we love an odd couple.
Yes. Yeah. And an unexpected, I feel
and
like, on
I
every
want
level.
My king to be happy.
I think he's pined over her for years. Because they've lived in the same neighborhood.
Yes.
And it's always been rumored, are they dating? Are they dating?
Right.
And I think
they would go to dinner and stuff.
Mm-hmm. I think he was just chomping at the bit for her to like finally give in.
Yeah.
Yeah. I do think he seems to be very happy.
Yes.
Like I found it like a surprising pairing mm-hmm. and he is nothing like the men she has previously dated, really.
He's much more stable.
Yeah. But that's the point is that
he's been through a lot.
And
he's done a lot of work.
He's been through a lot. He also has, quite honestly, like a huge thriving career,
mm-hmm.
which is a huge issue.
Do you know how good of a drummer he is? Do you know? He is, in my opinion, the greatest drummer of my generation of artists.
He's so talented. He
works so hard on his craft. He is so good at what he does.
And I think that that's something, knowing the Courtney history, and especially her relationship with Scott, who she had her kids with, that is a real point of contention. And that he doesn't have a separate like career, and he is enmeshed in her family.
Do we think they're going to have another kid together?
Yeah, they've been seen at fertility clinics.
I think they will.
How old is she?
42.
I have absolutely. Plenty of friends that have babies
Kendall
at 42.
I mean, Kendall and Kylie, like, Chris was in her
40s.
Oh,
right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I think it is a truly, there was definitely a moment where it was like, okay, and it was a lot of posts.
They're
and I
definitely
almost,
laying it on thick.
And I,
which when you're happy and excited, it's hard, you know,
I
get
hard,
it.
But I also get very nervous when famous, honestly, anybody posts a
yes.
excess.
Well, it starts to burn really hot.
Yes. And it just, to me, when you have put your relationship up for public consumption,
yes.
it does, even if it's rooted in all the most joy and excitement and truly like,
yes.
it is now, especially if you're famous, a commodity, right?
Yes.
It exists for public discourse
yes.
and discussion. And it's so much harder to be ultra private, but I've always understood that. But I think now, like, understanding them and their age and their lives and their careers and parenthood, I think it is about like true maybe soulmate level love.
Wow.
I think they've just never had as good of sex as they're having.
I do
right
think
now.
It is very sexual.
They're in their 40s, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're posting.
She looks better than ever.
They're posting online so much. I was like, oh, this must be something they've never experienced before.
Right.
This is a new thing for them. And that's why they're like, did you know you could fall in love? Did you guys know that?
Can relate to that.
Yeah.
And I don't think that she's ever really had a partner put her truly first in a real way on a pedestal.
Yeah.
And like, I think he is obsessed with her. And I think that, yeah, like to me, and I feel like to what you were saying earlier, clearly she's obsessed with him because she's literally morphing physically, like her style.
What about that thumb video?
I didn't like
I hated
thumb
that.
I don't care for that.
I didn't. I don't know what that was. And I felt that was a private moment.
I'm with you. I think that they
and it feels weird for him to post stuff. I get she's a public Instagram influencer woman running an entire empire based on her following and things. He's not. So
I do think that there is, we watched and it maybe has eased up a little bit, but I think they both went like a little nuts.
Yeah, I think they're also punishing other people.
Yeah.
Yes. Cause there's a lot of history with those exes. And so I do feel like there was but there was definitely a moment where it went from this is so exciting, oh my God, to being like, whoa, I would love like 1 minute to catch our breath. Yes. Just as on the outside, please.
What about her becoming a Hot Topic shopper? I really respect it because it's never too late to have your emo girl phase.
I love it
on
her.
I feel like I've always seen it in her too.
Well, she's always worn like mostly neutrals and blacks. She is definitely of all of them wears almost always black. But now with the like Chucks... And she definitely is absorbing. Yes.
She's the most sardonic of them all.
Too. Yeah.
There's a
and
darkness
I hate to use this word, but the most real?
I mean, yeah.
Physically?
Yes.
She's the least artificial. And she's like very, I think she is like very into like health and veganism. And they're all, recently the Kardashians are like, Kim is trying to get them all to go vegan.
Oh,
and
wow.
Like, yeah.
I respect it. And I also will say that I don't want to bring up his trauma, but you know, Travis Barker was in a horrific plane
accident.
Oh, we
talked about it so much.
And the fact that he recently got back on a flight.
He said, anything is possible with you.
I was like misty-eyed.
The strength. He made a hard, like, I saw them at their residency in 2018. And then I came back to Vegas and I was eating at Crossroads, vegan restaurant. Travis, one of the owners, he was sitting in the booth next to me. I'm like, that motherfucker's already back. We flew. He didn't. He drove. His tour bus was outside. He doesn't fly. He refused. He didn't fly because he was scared. And now he's flying again.
Yeah.
And that's beautiful and it's powerful.
Really powerful.
That just goes to show you that good sex can heal you.
No, I know that. I know that.
I don't know that. That's just conjecture on my part. Never had it, so. Sorry, guys.
I think it is a truly like moving that photo of him because it was hinted at and we had talked about it on the pod many times because Courtney's life is traveling, quite honestly.
Yes.
That's what she professionally
does.
Yes. And so we were like, how is this going to work out? You can only take the bus to Aspen or San Diego so many times. And it was like, yeah, that would inevitably was going to be like a crossroads for them.
Yeah.
And what a huge thing. And yeah, when we started talking about them as a couple, I rewatched like a couple of his interviews, like talking in detail about the crash. And it was beyond like, it was truly so horrific. And the recovery and the skin grafting and then DJ AM, his best friend dying. Like the series of it is so unbelievably brutal because the pain meds didn't work on him.
Oh, because he was.
Bless him.
Yeah. And stuff.
He's so talented.
It's a really like,
as long as she makes my king happy, I stand.
You know, I love drummers too. I'm very into drummers. Always have been.
They're hot. Mm-hmm. They're definitely hot. Oh yeah.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Oh, yeah. Well, we're almost at an hour. We have so much more to discuss. Do either of you have some faves? I did tell y'all to bring lists or just anything we want to talk about beauty-wise that we're into right now. Products, makeup, anything.
I took photos of everything.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay. Let's get into it.
I actually got to go grab my phone.
Go get your phone.
Okay. I would say this. First of all, I would say in terms of like specifically skincare, like... I have learned so much. I feel like this is such a rich time to educate yourself.
Yes.
So like
the resources, honey.
Hiram, to me, is, which I can't even, like, the idea that you've met him and interviewed him.
Follows me on Instagram, it's fine.
Hiram, to
me. Unless he's unfollowed me, which he might have.
I doubt it. But, like, Susan Yara was, like, a big introduction to me, and she owns Naturium brand. And that world of just watching, I'm not a YouTube watcher, and I felt like I truly just fell down the rabbit hole. I've always cared about skincare. Actually, primarily because I had very bad skin, is I had acne as a kid and I went on Accutane. So I always was really fussy about like taking care of my skin after, because it's such hell. But I feel like that's like a shout out of like almost everything I've learned about skin and the stuff is because I just genuinely like watching people who understand the science talk about it. Mm-hmm. And I think it is so thrilling to feel like you understand and that you're like, know what works for your skin. But I would say some products that I love. I love Supergoop. The glow screen is just a very nice sunscreen.
Mm-hmm. That's the stick?
No. It's like a little cream.
Oh, cute. Of,
and it's got like a little sheer to it. It's great. But for the routine, I would say my routine is as follows. Should I just walk through it?
I can't wait.
Okay.
This is what I
do
for.
A double cleanse. So I do Caudalie. Is that how you say it? Mm-hmm. Caudalie Vino Clean. So that's like the oil, makeup removing oil. Then I go on to a facial refiner from Detox Skin Spa, the one in Atwater that has like, or
my friend saw a celebrity there butt ass naked.
No.
Oh.
Fun.
Butt ass naked.
Well, that's tiny butt ass naked.
Yeah, that's a little. I have become very obsessed with, and they're very popular right now, so it's not niche, but you see the people, like every single thing they make. Truly bought everything they make. So their green tea spinach
cleanser.
Superfood cleanser.
It's come up on Ashby a lot.
It's so amazing. Then I move on to, I have Hiram's stuff. So I got Selfless by Hiram. I do it's gentle. I used to be a lot more like, I want the feeling of singeing off my skin.
We don't need that.
We don't need it.
We've been taught that we need that and we don't.
And his brand is so like just thoughtful and he's such an angel. So I use the niacinamide. I also rotate with his retinoid. Then I've used to the people vitamin C clean caffeine serum. That's for a daytime. Caudalie Vino Perfect.
Oh, I don't know that.
Oh, it's so, you would love it. It's just like really moisturizing and a little creamy and cool. And then another youth to the people shout out, that Superberry Dream Oil, just like oil drops to give you a nice little dream kind of look. And then my favorite retinol is Shani Darden. Retinol Reform. I've used that for years.
It didn't do anything for me.
I've heard that, for whatever reason.
I think I need something more hardcore. Because it's encapsulated retinol. So it's, when I had Chemist Confessions on, these two women who are chemists, they were like, it's actually only 0.05% or something. Even though it says on there it's higher, but it's because it's encapsulated. So
I didn't know that.
Darcy said it changed your whole skin.
Yeah, it's like for whatever reason, product. I'm sure it will run its course at some point. But for whatever reason, it works for me.
It's expensive.
Yeah. It's expensive.
But we love a woman-owned Black Owned brand.
There you go.
She can take that check. I'll pay her.
She's doing great. Those are my favorites, I would say, skincare-wise. And beyond...
You know what else?
What?
I was told it's Shani.
Shani.
And then I felt like an asshole because I've been saying Shani for years.
Me too. You and me both. Those are my products that I love.
Are you going to write apology letters or what?
I'm going to DM her.
I also, those are, and then I like Botox. So I think that's important to say. Yeah. Or Dysport is what I get proudly, loud and proud.
Do you still go to Kate Somerville?
No, I stopped going to Kate Somerville. Yeah. I don't want to tarnish their name, but I was very unhappy with the injections. Yeah. I thought I had really uneven eyebrows.
Oh, wow.
So I only go to my dermatologist.
Got it.
Let me tell you what. Someone said that if you have sensitive skin, you could use Kate Somerville. No, you can't. No, you can't.
What
can't.
Does it do?
It'll burn your fucking face off. It'll leave you steaming in a shower.
Speaking of, that's the last thing I would shout out. I have become a big fan of lasers. Oh. I've now gotten lasered 3 times for my skin. And I
Clear and Brilliant?
Clear and Brilliant. Mm-hmm. I've done 2 Clear and Brilliants. And before that, I did one called Erbium, E-R-B-I-U-M. It was way too intense.
Yeah.
It was 5 days I couldn't go outside. And
truly. Like that Sex and the City episode?
Yes. It was
I want that.
Like sloughing.
I want a new face.
Honey, go home. Yeah.
It was like I fully had to sleep on, they give you this thick, thick cream because your skin is just like peeling.
Oh, I want that.
So you
have
to like cover your face in this thick, thick cream.
I want that.
And then I would have to cover the pillow in a towel and sleep flat because it was so like, Tim was truly like, what is happening on your side of the bed? Like,
but
what
do you think it did anything?
It was incredible. Yeah. My derm was like, I don't think I would want you to do it again. Mm-hmm. She was like, it's a lot more for like fine lines or for like later on.
Yeah.
But I had a big moment of being like, oh, I think it's just the part of the cycle that I'm at aging wise, where I was just like, it gives really immediate results. And I feel like I probably will continue to like every 6 months get like a Clear and Brilliant or something like that. Especially because I have melasma is very common for me, and it's really good for getting that melasma.
Oh, I want to do that.
Yeah. So
I did Clear and Brilliant once, and it didn't do anything. But I went to Laser Away, which is a scammer place.
Is it? I've never gone.
No, it is a scammer place. So nobody go there. So yeah, go to the derm.
Go to the derm.
Lasers are strong.
Yes, I'm a big believer in going to the dermatologist for all of it, because it's really annoyingly expensive.
Yeah.
It will be way more than you want to pay, but they truly understand.
But it will actually do something.
They understand, especially if you're talking about injectables, like they understand the underlying musculature.
Well, yeah, I did Thermage and it did nothing, and it was very expensive.
What
it hurt
is that?
Like a bitch. Oh my God.
Is that a laser?
I did the V-beam and it bruised the hell out of me because just shoots.
Like, love the sound of all of them, by the way.
Like, too. It's supposed to like target redness and stuff. So it like just gives you like little purple bruises though.
Oh, wow. Oh, I think I've had that.
And it doesn't work long enough. Although there was like a little red spot that was a little raised, like, you know, a little sun damage spot that it did get rid of it. But I was like, I'm doing 3 sessions of this and I'm bruised to hell.
I want to do that. I like when you feel it.
Yeah.
I just said earlier, you don't need her stuff.
Well, Erbium was very funny because you smell it. It's like you smell your skin burning off.
Oh.
Which I didn't mind.
Oh, yeah. It's like, hey, new face, who this?
It's like,
Jessica's
very funny.
A cannibal. She don't care.
I don't care. Really? But no, I would want to shout those out because I think those are very fun. But that's skincare wise. And then for hair, I really just love Davinus products. Hmm. Davinus, however you say it.
Oh, Davinus. Davines.
Davines. I don't know.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. That's a lot.
Yeah.
I barfed out a lot of stuff.
For me, I'm not loyal at all.
Okay,
we
love.
Mm-hmm. The only thing I actually am very loyal to is I love CeraVe Eye Repair Cream.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I've seen more difference with that than anything else I've ever used.
And how
used.
Much is that? Like $10?
Yeah. Maybe $11 at most. Yeah. But I also have such sensitive skin, so I don't do a lot.
Yeah.
I have a very minimal routine other than a double cleanse. Mm-hmm. But like I'm saying, sometimes I'll do a micellar water and then I'm scrubbing the hell out of my skin with a warm washcloth. Yeah. And maybe multiple times. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And for a year, I haven't worn any makeup, so that's another thing.
Yeah.
Letting it breathe.
I love a bunch of, because right now I think it's whenever the air gets bad, that's when my rosacea gets bad.
Yeah.
When the air gets bad?
I think it's directly related to like asthma and that kind of stuff.
Did you know that the air inside is worse quality than the air outside?
How?
I mean, I have a very expensive air purifier.
Oh, good. Good for you.
When I got my first writing job.
Yes, honestly, you invested.
I invested.
That's why I have 100 plants in every room.
Oh,
trying to offset.
My cats,
they look so beautiful.
My cats eat them. That's why You know, actually, you inspired me to name my cat Honey.
Oh,
Honey.
That's such a good name
it's
for a
such
cat.
A good cat name, right?
Well, I also wanted it to transform her because she's not very friendly.
Mm-hmm. It's like, one of those ironic names.
She's cute.
Whenever my rosacea is acting up, I'll do CeraVe. I'll do like a night, one of those really, really thick cream. Mm-hmm. And then I heard it here, the Tatcha. I got that thick, dewy skin cream. It's a nighttime
thing.
Yes. And then I went to the Facial Bungalow recently.
Okay.
And she gave me a couple products that I liked. So,
I hope
they work. I don't really notice a big difference in skin stuff. So,
well, it takes 2 months, which is wild, but that's a fact.
Well, she gave me some antioxidant super fruit thing that's 24/7 defense. It's Trina Renee.
Okay.
I don't know her. And then BioClear Face Cream.
Okay.
Jan Marini.
I love the name Jan Marini.
Me too.
But it does burn a little bit. But she's like, it'll burn less the more you use it. But she's like, first use it one night a week and then two, and then you can build it up.
I wonder
to
why
day.
What's in it? Is it like a glycolic or a retinol or something?
I should have looked. And then another thing I'm really into is when I do very minimal makeup, I'm doing that like Ilia, like
skin tint.
But I will set it with mineral
powder,
sunscreen.
Which one?
I'm trying to find the best ones.
Yeah,
the one that I've been using currently is
Jane Iredale.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I've met her. Not to brag.
I got to tell her the brush is a little dense, mm-hmm. so it doesn't spread mm-hmm. well. I have one that I got from like because it has color tint and like the translucent.
Mm-hmm.
I like the color, but I got to use another brush to spread it around. But then I got one cheap one from like Lassen's. I was like, love this. Love it. I love to keep it in my purse.
So Jane, ease up on the brush, hon.
I just think you a little less dense.
Yeah.
Good note.
A little less dense.
Fair note. We all have a preference to a brush.
Yeah.
Fair.
So, that's me. That's all I do. Not enough. If anyone wants to tell me what to do with rosacea, hit me up. Marcy Lane.
Is rosacea something like you've had your whole life, or how does it work?
No. I've always been red. That's how you can tell someone's going to have it. They've got rosy cheeks. Mm-hmm. Like I don't need to wear a blush.
Built-in blush, baby.
Oh, natural. But I'm worried one day I will look like Steve Bannon. Because it started to come up in the last like decade mm-hmm. where it's like even eczema is new for me. I don't remember having it as a child, and then all of a sudden I'm like, yeah, I get little blisters on my hands.
And that is 100% like the joy of aging. It's just like a fun new weird patch arrives.
That could be an allergy to something.
The
eczema.
But it comes up as little like tiny blisters on my hands and feet. It's like this kind of like weird, very I thought it was like hand, foot, and mouth. But it's not. It comes with stress and heat.
Which we have plenty of here.
I was
going
to say, you're in the center of it.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. So that's my deal.
I love the two routines and the different routines because this is what Nashroot is all about. And there are people listening with all types of skin and all different needs. And you both gave such impassioned lists. And we love to see it.
I felt nervous.
Like now,
It's such a knowledgeable, you are a obvious expert. And then I know that the listeners know. So I fully had the, I feel like I'm like opening my.
It felt like going to my accountant.
Yes.
After I was
yes.
like, I don't know like, how to do my taxes. Yeah.
And is used to the people cool still?
Of course it is. And I love that you bought Hiram's products. You are a real Hiram stan.
Because here's the thing. I read the New York Times article about him and and I've said this to other people when I've encouraged watching his videos, where I was like, what does this 24-year-old boy know about? Yeah. Like, what could he have to tell me, a woman just shy of 40, about skincare? I don't want to hear what is his challenge.
Yeah.
It's like when Kylie rolled out her skincare line. I don't want people in their early 20s talking to me about like my challenges. And then I started watching and I just was like, oh, I'm wrong. This is someone who really...
Well, they had a whole different upbringing than us. They had the internet and YouTube to bring them up. And we had nothing but a fucking magazine that was selling us crap. That's all we had.
The Greta Thun, what's her name?
Mm-hmm, the Thunberg.
And the like willingness to throw big brands. He's like crying when he did Rihanna's because he didn't like it. And
no, he's...
Like,
I can say he is a real one.
Okay.
I will say... He didn't have to come on Attribute either.
Yeah.
So I respect him. He's my king. And I have not bought his products yet, but only because I am in this business and I have plenty of products of my own I need to try. If that wasn't the case, I would have bought them all.
I just was like, it's the most, so much thought went into it in terms of helping the environment and that everything goes towards certain causes.
I trust him. Yeah. I trust him.
And that was the thing. And Susan Yara also, this was the case too, but it's just like, people who really understand and have put a lot of research and work into the like chemistry, and it doesn't mean that your chemistry reacts the same, but it's just really empowering because it's what you've spent so much time, Jackie, I feel like, educating people about. It's really easy to get fucking swindled. And it is playing on, particularly, not to make it gendered, but a lot of like women's biggest fears and insecurities.
Right.
And so I think there is something like really powerful to arm yourself with the knowledge of like, that's bullshit. That's not what that is. That is over fucking priced.
Yes.
That's cheap and works. Like it makes you feel actually.
My mom's willing to buy it though. Yep. You tell her
for sure. And
back to school.
But
she'll
I think
get
that
it.
Was even like a thing with Hiram that I, not to just make it about him, but the idea of like, hey, it's just nice to, for nice sake. That's okay too, to be like, it's expensive and luxurious. Who cares? But I think that became just really fun for me to feel like I understood the things I was throwing money at. And also the things that, like, I can't change no matter what. Unless I go get nipped and tucked
and
in
you
all
will.
This stuff.
Give
oh my
it
God,
time.
I can't wait.
I already have a 401k devoted to my facelift someday.
I am obsessed
no
with...
No shame in the game.
Have you heard of a deep plane facelift?
No.
Okay. A friend of mine
but I want
is also obsessed with facelifts yeah. and showed me a bunch of facelift accounts, which is very funny because if you follow or you like peruse
then you wake up every day to the most
and their accounts are always so gruesome. You have to be really careful because it'll just be like big
you
lipo
like
one.
It. She loves it.
I do. Yeah. But you have to be careful because it's like what you'll see first thing in the morning. Right. But I don't quite understand it, but it's like the newest kind of facelift.
By the time we're going to get them, they're going to be revolutionary.
Oh, I do kind of feel like that was what I, with the lasers, like the epiphany I had was I was like, okay, so yeah, I've gone through these years of like products and facials and maybe some Dysport and stuff here. And then I was like, oh, and then you start just singeing off and you do all of that, but then you're lasering and you're lasering and you're doing like major lasers at some point. And then you start getting facelifts.
Yeah.
I understood what will be my arc. And I was like, yeah. And I like have asked my dermatologist a couple times about the new face thing and stuff like that. And she's like, look.
Nothing beats the knife, honey.
Yes. She's like, look, at the end of the day, anything that you can buy, especially like those, the world of like gadgets and gizmos is like their biggest concern is you not hurting yourself at home.
Right.
They can't make anything that you could hurt yourself with. So it's fun. Go for it. But like you're in an office full of really powerful lasers and bigger solves.
Yeah.
Big fair. Solve. But that'll be my road ahead, which I'm really fine with.
Well, I'm happy we have each other to check in. Wait,
did you see Marc Jacobs recently with his facelift?
No. He admitted it?
He posted like every
good
step
for
of
him.
It. He has and his whole thing is about, like we're talking about, he was like destigmatizing. He's had a lot of work done, but this last one, he maybe got a facelift like a month ago, and it's literally like him in the hospital, like check-in day, and
it's TikTok. TikTok is
very
made
funny.
People, yes. Yeah, do the whole journey.
We need the content.
He has the hashtag on everything, lift, laugh, love.
Oh, cute.
And it's like funny. Day 10, jawline coming in strong. Like it's like, and his whole thing is just, this is not weird anymore. Like, I'm got a facelift. I'm rich. I'm vain.
Y'all see Jen Adkins' eyebrow transplants?
Whoa.
It was pretty wild.
Why did she? Oh, to just get hair?
Yeah.
Like follicles transplanted? Yeah.
Like she's a man who sells cars?
Yes.
Does it look good?
Make your own opinion?
Okay, I'll go check it
They're
out.
They're a look.
Okay. Oh my God.
Are they curly? Are they her pubes? She gonna need to get
they
them perm.
They took a slip off the side and removed. I don't know. Listen, everybody look it up.
Yeah, it's weird. She got vagina lips hanging off her. Very strange.
Her eyebrows, they smell like grapefruit.
She delicious.
Okay, real quick, I must know your self-care rituals. What are things you do every day to take care of yourself? Things you do ritual-wise? And I'm going to start with Jess because nails is a big one. And we have to talk about Tony. Tony is my nail king. And the reason I go to Tony is because Jess started going to Tony. And Tony has been with me through so much.
I know.
The first manicure I got was because I got invited to a Seder when I first started dating Ben. And I was like, well, I don't even know what a Seder is, but I have to have nice nails. I can't sit down at this table. And so I went to Tony and he was with me when I was about to meet Ben's parents for the first time, and he helped me pick out a color that was tasteful. I've literally bought a house near him because I love Tony
here?
So much.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
you
no,
know what
place.
I mean?
Yes.
Like,
yes.
I'm like, Tony's my king, and Jess, you're the reason I go to Tony because you told me to go to one.
I'm honored. The fun backstory, too, is remember, he
we stalked him.
We stalked him.
We
he
found
left
him.
The salon, or the nail place that we both went to him at, which I won't name.
In our old neighborhood.
But then he left and was clearly being a class act.
Yes.
And wasn't saying
where he
was going.
He didn't want to poach us.
And so he was like, no, I'll be back maybe. I'll be back. And it was like, but truly no one can do my nails but Tony.
Yes.
Like, nobody
I've
else
had my
can
nails
do.
Done 100 times in this town. He's never cut me once.
Nope.
The nails are strong. He keeps my real nails healthy. Like,
fast.
He's the best.
Fast. Lets you also just relax.
Yes.
Like, talks if you want to talk, doesn't talk if you don't. But then, so Jackie and I were like, where is
we
Tony
going? We
have to
going? Find Tony.
But I'm like, I don't have his contact. And then I remember that I Venmo tip him. And in Venmo, you can chat in Venmo.
And
in Venmo,
and
I
found
was like,
him.
And I was sending it all to Jackie. And I was like, Tony, where are you going?
Yeah, and we need to find you.
He's like, me and my sister, my wife and my sister-in-law are opening our own shop.
A woman-owned company.
And I said, Tony. So Jackie and I were like, we're coming. Fully jump ship. Yes. Follow Tony to his new business.
I used to drive from Silver Lake to Pasadena just to go to Tony. We have to tell everybody the name.
M Blush Beauty.
E-M-B-L-U-S-H. In Old Town Pass. Ask for Tony.
Well, maybe I'll try because I've been on this thing where I'm like, I just hate getting my nails done now. Yeah. Because it never, like, it doesn't last long enough, no matter what it is.
And then over 3 weeks.
One finger always gets an infection.
Oh no, Tony would never.
Tony would never.
He's a treasure. He's lovely.
He's so good at what he does.
So good.
I can't recommend him enough. Tell him Jackie J and Jesse J sent you.
Please.
Because that place is blowing the fuck up. Every time I'm in there, it's packed now.
Packed.
I'm so glad because I was like, they had to close for a year during the pandemic.
They had such a hard year. I was worried that they would close after all that work they just opened this
business. They renovated this place.
And it's beautiful. Old Town is beautiful, and I don't think it's cheap.
No, they have an incredible location.
Yeah. Big, big, big fan of Tony. And that is the perfect seg into it. Like, nails for me became so vital to not just like how I feel like myself, but true self-care.
Yes. I gotta tell you, at the beginning of the pandemic, when they were like, the virus gets caught under your nails, I was like, Jess, I say this with love.
Bleach those nails.
Get rid of those nails.
I survived.
Yeah.
No, but I think that was and just that thing where you're like, oh, I'm not a long nail person or whatever you've decided about yourself. And you're like, well, why not? And then, Tony's made it all happen. I'm so grateful he's still here. And that to me, like, going alone and just zenning out with Tony or intermittently chatting.
Oh,
with
no,
him.
We chat the whole time.
Sometimes
I'm
in the
with
mood.
His wife, who's we love Diane.
We love Diane.
We love Diane. I've met his in-laws. I've met his children. I've embedded myself deeply in his life.
Whenever I go in, he always tells me like the last time he saw Jackie. Yeah, so he's same. Like, I see Jackie this week. Yeah. Oh, I just saw Jackie.
That's what my therapist does.
Jess just told me about blah, blah, blah.
But that's,
we love Tony.
We love Tony.
Everybody go to Tony.
I may have to give it a try.
It's honestly, people have a concept of Pasadena that is not true to the actual
distance.
No,
I love Pasadena.
And it's easy. It's not trafficky. It's very, I push everyone there because I want them to blow up.
Pasadena is where I go to my float.
Oh, that's right.
Oh,
I do.
Tell me about this. Is this self-care ritual?
Sensory deprivation.
Yes, yes.
This is a new thing I've gotten into because my friend Julie Brister, we all know her. She's lovely. She was like, you should come with me and do one of these float tanks. And it's like fully in the dark. You go in.
I'm like so terrified.
This little sealed room.
I'm scared
room.
Of being claustrophobic.
Yeah, you go into the sealed room. You lay in the water naked after you've already showered, so you don't have any oils on you or anything.
Is it room temp water?
It's the water and the room are both at 95 degrees.
Whoa!
So
whoa.
That it feels exactly like your body.
So you can't even tell if you're in water or not.
Yeah, there's no like, it's cold in my skin. Because it's highly salinated, so you're floating.
I want to do it, but I'm scared.
They have a room that is open air that you don't have to close the little vacuum sealed thing, but it's under repair right now because I asked about it for you recently.
I will try it. I'm very
curious.
I'm
going to go.
Let's go.
And it's salt water, so like you're floating.
But what's the point of it?
The first time I went, I had like truly like I let my mind wander about a project I'm working on.
Yeah.
And I had the deepest revelations about what I was writing and what I already had there that I just didn't understand that I had put in thematically.
Did you jump out to write it down? That would be me.
I like just let it go until, it's time to get out because the lights come, because it's like dark and you can play music.
And where is your phone during all this?
It's out in another room.
Okay, because I would want to record across the room in case I have good ideas. I'd yell them out.
Yeah, well, the salt water would really fuck your phone up. You have to wear earplugs and stuff because the salt will get in your ears.
Wow.
Because it's so much salt. Or if you splash your face, you're like, I'm fucked
now. Oh, yeah. So I'd burn my eyeballs.
You have to make sure your face is completely dry. That way you don't touch it.
Wow. Very hard. I don't know if I can handle it.
Very hard for Jess. But they do have like a little washcloth and a spray bottle in case you do. But I truly, like, after the first time, I wrote notes for an hour just on ideas. And I also at one point was like, oh, there's just not dark in here. There's lights. Nope. Just tripping.
What? Wow. Fuck me, I'm going. Oh my God.
And then the next time I went, it wasn't as good.
Yeah.
Or not as good, but I was like 20 minutes in, I was like, gotta poop. Yeah, yeah. All the salt water.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I went again recently. I like signed up for a membership so I can have 2 a month. And if you ever want to go, let me know. I can get you very discounted.
Oh, we're going.
We can all go together. The last time I went, I was like, yeah, okay. This is just relaxing. And I find it very energizing too. Julie was like, oh, it relaxes me. I like to go before I go to bed. Mm. It did relax me for the rest of the day, but I was like, this is like meditation for me because I have ADD. So if there's any noise, light, sound, feeling, breeze, whatever, I'm focused on that. And all of a sudden, like, bing, 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 bing. But there's nothing but your thoughts there.
I can't even imagine a quiet room. I can't even imagine what that's like.
I did have to turn on the music a little bit, very low, because I was like, my heartbeat's really freaking me out right now. I like had this like very intense, I don't know, like sense of my mortality the last time I was in. It kind of freaked me out that I was just like, my heart could stop. It will stop one day. So there's a lot of things, but I've had a lot of different experiences.
I'm going.
But if people are doing ayahuasca, I think you could do a $60 float in Pasadena. It's the biggest one in the world. So
wow. Try it out. The biggest float in the world is in Pasadena in my own backyard.
That's why I love. And then afterwards I went to Earth Cafe.
Oh, yeah. Hey, that's where my therapist is, right across from there.
Great spot.
It's lovely.
So, I mean, that's like a new thing I've brought into my routine that I'm like, I'll go twice a month and just see what happens. I'm putting it off as like a business expense.
Yes.
I love that.
Because you're creating, writing, coming up with ideas.
Yeah.
Wow.
I love
that. Truly the first time I was like, it was like almost like I couldn't recreate that magic again. But I'm going to keep doing it to see, because it's a journey, I guess.
I feel like it's also likely that just, that different, there's so many factors going into that, that it's just like you're tapping into whatever's there that time.
Yeah. And then they have a nice big shower that you can just shower and do your hair and stuff. I think non-COVID times, they have places where you can relax and lay down and get dressed. But it's right now, it's like kind of weird. So they don't have as many amenities, but hopefully it'll come back. So
the day after my second vax was fully immunized, I saw Tony. I got my nails redone. I had been waiting all year. The minute I was fully vaccinated, I hit Tony up and I got nails.
I went to
really,
Austin.
Really soon.
Yeah.
I think we were very close.
Yeah.
We texted.
I went to that Lake Austin spa. Oh my God. Have you ever been?
Well, Ben and I were going to go for our mini moon and then we were snowed out and couldn't go.
It's amazing.
So
I
haven't been.
It looked incredible.
I loved it so much. Yeah. Sonia Morgan had been there like the week before.
Housewife.
Okay, got it. JP Morgan's.
Oh,
one of that.
Heard of it.
But I loved it so much. But that, so those sort of things, I don't know that I have routine, but I've been integrating, like being like, get a facial.
Yeah.
Look at this. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
So that, what is it called? Tank deprivation. What's it called?
Well, this is just called like a float tank, but it is essentially sensory deprivation, but not in those little pods. I don't know how I'd feel in those little tiny pods. This, you can stand up and you're fine.
Oh, I'm so fascinated. This has never come up on Attribute.
That's and it's salt, fun. So it's so good for your skin.
Okay. We gotta
like,
go, Jess.
You feel like silky afterwards.
We could go to Tony.
I was just
going to
say,
tank,
we could have like
Earth
a little
cafe.
Day.
Yes.
Have a very cute little day.
You cannot go if you have a sunburn, a cut, a scrape. I mean, you can. You just have to put like petroleum on it.
Oh, wow. Yeah, so okay. I usually have at least one scratch from cutting with my knives for when I cook.
Yeah. But but just, you could put like Vaseline or something of that sort on it. I think Vaseline's not vegan.
Well, lanolin, I don't. Yeah. There's a vegan equivalent. Yes.
So you just so that salt will really get you. Because I went in after a sunburn peel.
And you're like,
and I was like, this is terrible. This is really bad and terrible. Anyway, that's my thing.
I feel rejuvenated.
I'm so pleased.
We have covered so much ground.
I was just going to add, the only other one that I would be excited to add is for self-care is hot yoga, which has been like life-changing for me. And good for skin for whatever reason.
How did you do it over pandemic?
I did it in my house. I bought little heaters a humidifier. And
you could have just gone outside during the summer.
I know. It was really like very sad. Like the whole thing would depress me. Like just this like going back, because it would be like, I wake up, I walk down the hallway, I go work all day. And then at some point I go turn my little heaters on and put a towel under the door to try to manufacture the hot room, which you just can't.
Yeah.
I would get like a little glaze of sweat and be like, yay.
See, I've never tried that. It absolutely terrifies me.
Hot yoga?
Yeah.
I was very scared of it, and then I found it.
Do you
like,
get dizzy?
I think at the beginning, it is like very physically challenging, and you can get lightheaded, but you just sit down or lay down or do a child's pose or whatever. Like, you don't have to do anything you don't want to do, but for me, it was like, I truly would walk out and feel like born again.
Yeah.
Like, my whole...
See, I never sweat like that, ever.
Exactly.
I don't sweat.
I'm not a sweater.
I
don't sweat that much.
I think it'd be interesting to see.
Yeah. I think it is, like, psychologically, like, what you're saying
saying about not having your phone in the room, like that, it sounds very sad, but especially like when you're working all day and you're on a screen and you're like it, the hour of just right. not looking at anything right. and being so physically overwhelmed,
yeah.
drenched, oof. Sweat, like it just to me was it's actually like I would feel my brain fully anew afterwards.
I used to do it in New York and I would get migraines afterwards because I sweat so much. Because
you sweat out yeah. all your
yeah,
liquid.
You gotta, you gotta hydrate. You gotta
be all right, well, okay, I feel it. Like, what month is this? August, almost September. October, November, December. There's three months. Oh, God, kill me.
No.
Is that true?
No.
Four. There's 4 months left. I will do both.
Let me know. Let's all go.
Oh, no, I'm yeah. in. Yeah. We're going yeah. soon.
I would the yoga, love if you came.
I'm very Delta scared, so I don't know if I'm going to do it now.
That, and it's a whole thing. Like, the place I go to, it's masks. It's super distance. You have to be vaccinated. But it is, yeah. like, a lot for people
a
right
mask
now.
In that heat?
But here's no, the I've been doing it now for 2 weeks masked. And it is like the hardest thing I've yeah. ever done. But I read that it's like training at higher elevation. It means oh, yeah. it's like when mm-hmm. I'll be in better shape.
Yeah.
But it is brutal.
Yeah.
We'll wait till it's
I'm sure the
again.
Masks are working very good because yeah. you're just full on wet with your own sweat. Oh, yeah. So it's like a barrier that's so thick.
It's disgusting. Yes. Wow. But I can't quit.
You need one of those helmet things. Like the space helmet.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. A little screen on the front.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Okay, tell us about your Patreon. Tell us about your show, Ellis for Losers. Tell everybody where they can sign up. And tell everybody your social media, anything else you want us to know about.
Yeah, patreon.com/Ellis for Losers. Yeah.
Where did we get this name from?
Oh, this is great. So we had a review on Gardition.
Oh, wow.
And there was a woman named SoCal Sally. Shout out, SoCal.
We love you, SoCal Sally. We know you're listening.
She wrote a review that went like this. This is the second time I've unsubscribed from this podcast.
We read it. We never, you know, it's uncouth yeah. to read like bad reviews.
I don't even look at mine.
It's stressing me out too much. But it truly was so funny
yeah.
that we had time. To read it on there.
Yeah.
And then she went on to say that we were like liberals from a wicked city. And
she talked about Trump.
True.
Mm-hmm. And yeah. she was oh. mad.
Look, in hindsight, who was right?
So
it was like this
Sally.
Really long thing. We read it on air. And yeah. then I said, SoCal Sally, look, you've unsubscribed twice already. I know you're listening to yeah. this. My family and I have very different political beliefs. And like them, we can get in fights. You're going to be back.
Yeah.
I know you're coming back.
Yeah.
The next week, she revised the review.
Because oh,
she
wow.
was back. She was back. I was
of course
right.
she was.
Immediately. She never
So she week, didn't unsubscribe.
She didn't unsubscribe, and you know how the Apple reviews look. So it has the title, and the title was Losers.
Losers.
Okay.
And then the content, the body was L is for Losers. That was it.
That was it.
And so we laughed so wow. hard. We made t-shirts.
Yeah.
Calling us losers and deleting her thing. I thought I was going to have like a breakdown. It made me laugh so hard. To go on and write and call us losers. Was so funny.
It tickled me to no end.
So erased her entire review.
Yes.
It's because it was basically she wanted y'all to just know.
Yes.
That
but
you were
losers.
You
can tell because it was in the same spot.
Yeah.
And it's SoCal. Like it was clear.
Right.
She had just redone it
yeah.
with Ellis for Losers. So when we were talking about making this new podcast, it just
there
felt.
There was only
it just
one
was
thing
like,
it could
look,
be called.
Yeah. There's just it felt so connected. A nice little like. Pull back for our listeners mm-hmm. that have been on the journey.
An Easter egg.
And I do yeah. think there's something very fun about the reality TV thing kind of is it feels like a little juvenile
mm-hmm.
and like fun for us. And we're literally watching almost everything. I don't talk about 90 Day Fiancé stuff.
Because you have your separate
yeah.
show.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But everything else is up for grabs. And we bounce around and we talk about pop, like we talked about Bennifer a lot.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about
wow.
everything.
Are we in a simulation or what?
I mean,
I can't.
It's coming. Everything from my
coming back.
Yeah. Everything from our youth is happening right now, which is all the more fun to discuss every week. But yeah, it's a pop culture roundup. We talk about all the week's everything, celebrity, pop culture, everything. And then we run through tons of TV.
Yeah. And then we have a bonus episode, or you can get
oh, yeah.
it standalone, which is Vintage Kardashian universe.
So oh, yeah. The Khloe and
we just started yeah. Khloe and Lamar, which is
so dark. It's
knowing
insane.
What we know now.
It's like dark. One of the craziest like capsules of time where they, you know, what's coming, and so much is like at the edges, and it's really, really fascinating. Like, really recommend.
We know that he, we're watching him like joke around with her, but in a few years he's going to go into a coma and almost die.
Yeah. It's so wild. The it's journey really they've all wild. Been on, but we're
also all of his friends die.
Yeah.
And tragic.
Oof. And his story is so sad too.
But it's like, we don't, you don't know it yet. So it's right. Like, it's a lot to unpack.
Wow.
So that's what we're up to over there. There's
a lot going on.
Yeah.
Join us over at patreon.com/LSForLosers.
And my social, Marcy Lane 2 on Instagram, because goddamn Marcy Lane. And then Marcy Lane on the Twitter.
And we have an L is for Losers Instagram.
Oh yeah. Instagram and Twitter. So.
Yes. And I'm JJJLA.
Because
have
you are.
Been, just have been.
JJJLA, SoCal Sally, they're all
that's
here.
Her, honestly, it's her Jess. Alter ego. Absolutely.
This is my Sasha Fierce.
Yeah, it's like your husband's Linda.
I was about to say, this sounds like a Tim Twitter account,
no.
SoCal Sally.
Oh.
I saw Beverly is back.
Beverly is back. Yeah. Beverly Mysterious is
Beverly
back.
Beverly Mysterious was.
Tisk tisk.
I text Allison Rose and I go, Beverly's back. Like we talk back and forth about.
It'll always be very funny because it's like we'll watch a movie together and suddenly like Beverly Mysterious or Linda Underwear has a lot of thoughts about it, but I didn't hear.
I know it's going to be so annoying to you because I always take screenshots and then send them to you to be like, Jess, look what Linda's saying.
Linda is my favorite person on Twitter. And just for people who don't know.
Yes.
Jess is married to a very wonderful man named Tim Kalpakis.
Oh,
if you listen
silly,
to Allison Rosen, you've heard him on there.
Billy.
He's a silly sweetheart and he changes his Twitter name. And creates these alter ego characters of these women. There's this sexed up housewife.
That's Linda Underwear.
I will say, I don't want to unpack it too far, but both women are very stupid. So I think there's something to excavate there.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
You know.
Beverly Mysterious gives very vague, but not that exciting.
Kind of like old timey blind items
yes,
or something.
Yes.
A certain billionaire. taking his rocket into space.
Hush, hush.
With that lip emoji. They're great.
It's very funny. I never really know who I'm next to
and
what she's up to.
It's exciting.
It's very exciting. It's
we,
very funny.
We love
man.
It.
Yeah.
Thank you both so
oh,
much.
Oh, I like pleasure.
I look you in the eyes. It's very powerful to have y'all here. The first people I would say in the new Nashville studio, because before it was just a dirty room full of boxes and I actually, it's semi put together.
This
so
is gorgeous.
It's
so
going to be
peaceful.
It's going to be honey.
We
have lipstick wallpaper going up. I have soundproofing. It's going to be incredible.
The room, the house, it is so beautiful. I truly feel like emotional getting to have watched your journey and everything you've built. And it is like really a thrill.
Well,
to
come
be like,
hang anytime.
I'm out here. I'm Pasadena.
Come see the new patio furniture.
Honestly, I can't wait for your E! True Hollywood story.
Oh, you're an icon among us.
Oh,
we love you.
We love you. I love you both.
I love you.
Well, thank you both for being here. And thank you for listening, everybody. If you want to write a nice review of Mitch Boo, I would appreciate that.
If SoCal Sally's
listening, which she might be,
hey,
please write me something.
We're talking shit. She's not. She's a very nice lady.
Go ahead. Hit me with your best shot, SoCal. And I want to tell everybody that you deserve to be happy. Yeah, I'm talking to you. And don't forget to cream your neck and keep your fringe fresh. Ladies, do you cream your neck?
Yes.
Thank God.
Down to your nipples.
What an emphatic answer. Yes.
I go behind my neck.
Good.
Yeah.
You should. Because I'm telling you, Ben is starting to get a little like freckly spots behind. And I'm like, you got to sunscreen the back.
Ben.
Everywhere.
Come on, Ben.
You got to make more of a big
representing me.